program Positive. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of September. We'll be joined in a few minutes by the singer Jewel, who has a new picture book and a CD called That's What I Do.
That's very cute.
We find her very charming. We like her, and so she'll spend some time with us. Speaking of spending time, Jennifer and Richie here to spend time with you. We'll have Pierre visit with us. We actually have a trip to Mexico and France later on in the hour, Richie.
Oh, really? I can't wait to go there.
Yeah, really. The estate of Dennis Hopper announcing that his 9-year-old daughter inherited $3 million of his money. A prenup agreement ensured that his former wife got nothing.
Wow.
But the daughter got about $3 million in cash, along with $600,000 in property. They will be.
That's not like a whole lot for Dennis Hopper, does it?
Well, you know what?
I know.
He married wrong, poorly.
Yeah.
And it often happens when you marry
he
wrong.
He didn't have a great reputation when he passed away, did he?
Well, he'd squandered a lot of his money. And he wasn't smart about how his lifestyle was not a good lifestyle. And so, and this is, for you, if you have talent, it's really amazing. The number of people who have talent, movie, television, singers, are usually in their own lives a mess. For whatever the reason, is that one of the things that goes along with being talented? Just having a hard, I mean, not everybody, certainly. Some people have their act together. I was about to say their manure together. Some people don't. Maybe that, I think that's what I like about Jewel. Jewel seems to have it together.
Yes.
And this book that we're going to talk to her about is sort of, I think, an example of that. So it isn't that everybody is like that. It just happens to be that some people are like that, and they're the ones that get the attention, of course, from the news media. So anyway, we'll sing and talk with Jewel in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, fans. Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
33 after the hour in the Doug.
You remember that one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That was, we did that at 33 past the hour. The last time Jewel was here, for whatever the reason, and I don't know why, frankly, maybe we'll have to get her if she remembers, or maybe Richie, you remember. Richie and Jennifer and Doug with Jewel.
The last time she was here, she could only be with us until about 8 or 9 past the hour.
Oh.
So we just had enough time to say hi, she yodeled for us, and that was it. And then
it's how did it get to be 33 past the hour? It's one of the strange things about time and,
hi, Jewel.
And place. Hi, Jewel.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
That's good. You have established a wonderful reputation as being good at a lot of things. There are several things. You're a good singer. You're a good songwriter. You're a good actress. You're a good poet. You're a good painter. You're very philanthropical. And I wonder, as you think about it, people, you know, you do interviews like this with folks, and they're always obviously trying to build you up. What is your sense of yourself? What does Jewel think of Jewel?
I feel blessed. I feel like my life exceeded any expectation I really honestly had for myself.
How did you
build? I didn't think I would get to live doing something I enjoy so much.
Why do you think you felt that? What was there about what you grew up around that led you to believe that you wouldn't? See, the reason I'm asking this is because I want you to be an example to people who say, I don't think I can do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm whatever it is. You provide the inspiration to people who would have go, you know, down a, they'd go down, except for some kind of intervention, the road that you thought you were going to go down, but you didn't.
Yeah, and there's certainly those people that inspired me as well. You know, I should have been a statistic, I think, and I knew that at a young age.
You are. You're number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I probably should have ended up really honestly in a gutter somewhere or, you know, in a dysfunctional relationship or, you know, addicted
why?
To drugs.
Why do you say that? Why?
Statistically, it's what happens when you're a child raised, you know, in an abusive situation that's usually passed on generationally. You know, it's hard to break those cycles and it's hard to break out. And I moved out when I was 15. That's a young age to be supporting yourself. And I was homeless when I was 18. And that usually doesn't work out very good.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, I always did keep my chin up and I always kept working hard and trying to figure out how to be happy. A lot of people, we're not taught how to be happy unless you happen to be raised in a happy household. It really, I think a lot of it's a learned skill. And it doesn't just come. It's not a bird that lands on your shoulder and just stays with you the rest of your life. It takes planning. It takes trying to build a life. I liken it to building a house. You have to build a foundation. You have to put up the beams. And it takes work for you to get a house. It's a process. And so, happiness is the same way. And that's how I've tried to approach my life. Am I doing things that are going to lead to happiness? Am I doing things that are going to lead to health? And that's kind of how I've gauged decisions in my life, and that combined with luck and people helping as well as hopefully talent, it's paid off.
How have you been able to achieve this happiness? Obviously, you've had a rough childhood, and you were able to get over it. How were you able to do this?
Oh, gosh, it's a process. It's really been a process. But the main thing is being determined. I was not going to be unhappy in my life. It just wasn't acceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to fight and scrabble and find ways of being happy and honestly finding examples and then trying to emulate those examples. And then, again, trying to make good decisions. You know, when it looked like I was getting signed to a record label, you know, you look at fame and how many people are happy that are famous? Honestly, not many.
No, they aren't.
And why is that? I think fame is sort of like this magnifying glass that adds fuel to whatever insecurities or neuroses that you already have. And I had plenty, you know, and that meant I really had to get to work handling those so that fame didn't destroy me. And also, it was for me moving away from the public eye, making lifestyle decisions that allowed me to be enough of a human that I could grow and change outside of the spotlight, that I could be honest about it, creating that kind of relationship with my fan base. Mm-hmm. It's no one thing, you know, it's a
number,
a many-faceted thing.
Yeah. The book is called That's What I Do. We have Jewel with us. You have a son.
I do.
And how much of your
and
son.
He is cute, too, by the way.
You are saying the right things.
Well, but,
oh, my
but
goodness.
How this, I'm looking through the book. We have actually some of them that we're going to give away to some of our listeners. The artistry here, describe your thought process as you put together the words and as the pictures were added to this. You've got a story that any mother could read to, I'm tempted to read this on the air, but I'm not going to. I look at it and I think of Gather Ye Rosebuds While Ye May. And because that's really what this is. It is touching because we need to be touched literally and figuratively. Children need to be touched. They need to be loved. They need warmth and security. And the fact that you didn't have that and you ended up appreciating it and now teaching it to your son and helping others who perhaps need this lesson to be given license to just do what we naturally, instinctively want to do, but somehow or other society takes it away from us, Jewel, in so many circumstances.
Yeah, I do think it's important to, you know, like you say, kids want to be touched, and so do we as parents.
Yeah.
You know, that connection is so moving, and I really wanted to write something for my son that was a love letter to him, that hopefully over years would help inspire his imagination through metaphor and teach about rhyming and those things later. Yeah. But I honestly wanted to make it as a keepsake, something that he knew I wrote him as a love letter. And I wanted to share that with parents and give that to parents so that they could share that with their children that may not, you know, be writers, but still feel those feelings. Poetry and metaphor really touched me at a very young age, and mm-hmm. I wanted this to be a poetic lyric, a poetic book, instead of just so literal, which was interesting to get it illustrated. I was very curious how Amy Jo Bates would illustrate, and I was very, very pleased. They're such beautiful drawings.
How'd you find her?
I looked through several illustrators and just felt that her style really matched, and then just let her do her thing.
If I had the sun, I'd put yellow in a brush and paint you a portrait that you could feel and touch. The sun would hit your face from my picture filled with light, and as darkness came, that canvas would fill up with night.
That's very sweet.
Right, yeah, it's just sweet. Richie, play a little of the song that comes from this. The book, again, That's What I Do. Jewel sings a song that she wrote. And when you get the book, when you go to the bookstores and get the book, you'll find the CD inside of it. Just a little touch of this, Rich.
If I owned the sky, I'd tell you what I'd do. Gather up the clouds and leave only the blue. If I had the sun, I'd put yellow in a brush and paint you a portrait that you could feel and touch. The sun would hit your face from my picture filled with light, and as darkness came, that canvas would fill up with night. That's what I do.
She sings a lot better than I read it. No kidding.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right, exactly. So, what else can you do or are you doing with your son that teaches him the love that's necessary and to maybe be able to understand as he grows up that he needs to give it as well as receive it?
Hopefully a lot of it's by example. You know, my husband, you know, says that a lot, and I really think he's right. You know, he learned what the best things from his parents, really by example. You know, often we learn the worst things that way as well.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Shake it off.
Yeah, I think hopefully being a good example. My life's really changed having him. You know, I'm so blessed that I became successful in the music field, and it gave me the freedom and the liberty to enjoy this time as a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really took it, you know. Yeah. I haven't toured. I haven't hardly done any public appearances, you know, perhaps to the detriment of a career. I have no idea.
Well, but will you? Do you see yourself after he's a little older trying to go back?
Yeah, I'll probably tour a little. I think it'd be fun to have him on the tour bus and you know, you can hang out all day with him and do shows at night.
I remember our conversation, I think, before, because I know you live on a working ranch in Stephenville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very close to the president of, excuse me, the Texas A&M College that's there. And somehow or other, I think I said to you and to him separately, I'd like to have the two of you just, I'd like to come down there sometime and just do something, do a broadcast and have you co-host from the radio station on the college campus. Maybe we ought to try to arrange that.
I would love that.
Yeah, bring your...
It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would.
Yes, a nice little ranching town, a great place, I think, for a child.
It's a neat town. Not that you'd expect to find it, actually, where it is. Jewel, you're our... People say it all the time, but Jewel, the new picture book and CD, That's What I Do. Thank you for being here and good day.
If I were a bird high above the trees,
prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Birthday list for this Wednesday, the 19th of September, and it starts off with Adam West, born this date 1928. Is there a person alive who doesn't know who Adam West is at this birthday?
If you don't know, listen to the song.
Right. He's the original Batman.
And he played it
lighter, a little more.
It was campy.
Yeah. Not the heaviness of the Batman movies.
Right.
But at any rate, the
which was how the comic
made.
Book was originally.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Batman.
To the Batmobile.
To the Batmobile, Robin.
Quick, right. Robin, my tights are riding up.
That's right. Here we go.
I have a wedgie.
The Wedgie-mobile.
next celebrant is David McCallum. Who was born in the state 1933. This just goes to show you that careers come and go and are revived. He really didn't have much of anything going for himself. A few movies and stuff after The Man from U.N.C.L.E. But he surfaced again as Dr. Mallard on NCIS. They call him Ducky.
How right? funny. Dr. Donald Mallard.
Yeah.
Like Donald Duck.
Quack, quack, quack. Yeah, I got it, Richie. Thanks very much. Let's see who else we can celebrate here. How about Bill Medley, the remaining righteous bro? You know the story of me being in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Wasn't it Eau Claire or Madison?
I think it was Eau Claire.
I think it was, too. He had performed, the righteous brothers had performed at some event in Eau Claire. And then he died in the hotel room. I think it was some kind of overdose. And I was there soon after that. And I didn't know laughter. The fact I stayed in the room where he died. That was pretty spooky. Anyway, Bill Medley, born on this date, 1940. I've had the time of my life. Did that with Jennifer Warnes. You've lost that love and feeling just once in my life. Unchained Melody, Ebb Tide, You're My Soul and Inspiration. Rock and Roll Heaven is my favorite of all the Righteous Brothers songs, and there are a ton of number ones. Bill Medley, and it just went right out of my mind. Where did that go? Hatfield, right?
Yes.
Bobby Hatfield and Bill Medley?
Right.
Wasn't it Bobby Hatfield? Yeah, it was Bobby. Okay, all right. Didn't want to think that I was losing it, Richie. You know, every once in a while, I think I'm losing it.
I would never think you're losing it.
Thank you. How about Freda Payne?
Now that you're gone, all that
left.
All right, you stumped me.
You don't know who Freda Payne is?
You don't know the Band of Gold?
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, man, am I
No.
Worse.
Really?
Oh, my God. We're
wow.
Old.
No, we're not old. Jennifer is out of touch.
No. Don't tell me I'm out of touch.
Oh, you're out of touch.
I am so in touch.
You should try that with a lot of people. You can't do that with her.
1942 was the issue when she's 70. What? You going to find another one of her songs?
No, I'm not going to. This is the song, but it's trying right from the beginning.
She was a singer with Duke Ellington's band when she first got started.
Duke Ellington.
Yeah, okay, well. Anyway, I'm going to have to overcook that. Wow. Randolph Mantooth.
I know him.
Was Johnny
soap star.
Gage. Yeah, but he also, to follow that with Emergency.
You know Randolph Mantooth and don't know Freddie.
Just to prove I'm not out of touch, Dougie.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer.
I know Randolph Mantooth.
Yeah, okay.
He should be whipped for that.
Yeah. Joe Morgan, the baseball player, is this day 1943. You know who he is, right?
How about Friday?
Yeah. Is this LOL Cream? Who is this? I have the slightest idea. From 10cc.
Oh.
Am I supposed to know who this is?
What's his name? I'm not looking at my list.
His name is LOL CRE with an accent ague ME.
Got me.
So Cream A?
This yogurt is so creme.
Let's give us one in for Jen before we have.
All right, hurry up. Lita Ford is 54 today. Happy birthday to her. Oh, is this Trisha Yearwood?
Trisha Yearwood.
48 today, too.
Right. Franco says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Get ready. End of summer clearance starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar. Guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Charlotte do her business, so while he's doing that, we will visit the poll, and then we will visit our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell. Today's poll, DougStephan.com.
Nice job, Richie.
Thank you. It's
Get
Talk
it
Like
right.
a Pirate Day.
Yeah, who cares? We did that. We,
you know,
over, we so overdid that last
no,
year.
No. Every year, people, this is starting to be a big thing in bars and restaurants.
Is it?
And at school.
Yeah.
Today, all of the kids at my son's school are dressing. They can wear any kind of pirate apparel that they want. And they were going to talk about their arithmetic. And all of these other different things. Geography.
Yeah.
Jack got addressed as a pirate in my clinic today. I didn't know about it.
See, you could. So we're asking who your favorite pirate is. Long John Silver from Treasure Island. Captain Hook from Peter Pan. Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. Way overdone. I'm tired of him. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Captain Bligh from Mutiny on the Bounty. Or my favorite, Dread Pirate Roberts from The Princess Bride, who is currently winning, yes.
How about Captain Jack Stockwell?
Captain Jack, that's a great
Captain
name.
Captain Jack is here.
Captain Jack Stockwell, looking to
Captain
get healthy.
Captain Jack. Yeah, looking, well, actually, Jack is somebody who takes it upon himself to not lecture, but demonstrate in his own way how to be healthy and the well-being
and actually,
of all Americans is a primary concern of a lot of the friends of this program. Actually, what, Richie?
He and I just had an excellent conversation before we came back.
Yeah.
About I was taking my Jack pack, my pack of vitamins that Jack has.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how I was getting a cold, so I doubled up on my vitamins to beat it back. And he told me, don't wipe your face. We're talking about cleaning your hands and when you're on an airplane, how you're exposed to different germs instead of the same germs that you're always. So when you're at work and you're on the keyboard, you're on the phone, you're touching the water cooler, the refrigerator, whatever it is, do not touch your face then, because that is where the cold comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, the viruses can't get through the skin. They have to come in through the nasal passages or through the eyes. A very easy entrance of virus into the body is through the mucosal membranes that surround the eye. And there have been some studies that show that watching with a camera, watching people who, you know, don't know they're really being observed, in an office setting can touch their face up to 50 times in an hour. That's almost once per minute. And it's not so much people sneezing and coughing around you as it is you touching what they sneezed and coughed on and then touching your face. So the idea is to frequently wash your hands and be observing that when you touch a keyboard that someone else has touched, doorknobs, handles, escalator things, the fold-down tray in an airplane, anything that's commonly touched by other people, if you've touched that and then you touch your eye, they could have sneezed or coughed on something a few hours before you got the virus.
Those germs live that long.
Right.
Oh, they can't.
But certain
varieties.
The way you were talking about vitamins and stuff, you can't just plug some stuff in and expect it to take immediate effect. It'll help. But what you got to do, and Jack is here to tell you, and so am I, and anybody else who understands how the body actually works, that your immune system is a works in progress, and you better have a strong one from your earliest years in order to ward off all of the things that are new, in addition to all the things that are old. You hear me talking about these 900 diseases that are around. Some of them have been around for a long time. Some of them are new. But if you have an immune system that works, and I do use myself as an example of this, and only to sort of startle the people, the mothers and fathers that are trying to protect their children from everything. When I was a kid growing up on the farm, I was into everything. I touched everything. Any kind of matter you can imagine, I touched, and it got into my system in small doses. And I believe, as I sit here today, that the reason I am as healthy as I am, in large measure, is because my immune system is over the top, super strong, and it's because I was exposed to bacteria, germs, viruses.
Let your kids play in the dirt.
Everything you can imagine. Get your kids outside. Get them away from that damn sanitizer. And let them roll around in the dirt. That's the only way you're going to have an immune system. Other than, Jack. Oh, wait, hold on, Richie. We learned this from the animal kingdom. And this goes away. This is a little off my normal theme of vaccines, because I think there are vaccinations that mothers are supposed to have that, in fact, help enhance the immune system. And I'll use my cows as a good example. We have 240, 250 cows on the farm. When cows are 2 weeks out, first of all, when they dry off, we have a two-month cycle that goes between when the cows stop milking and when they have their calves and start milking again. And in that, in the two-week period, just before they are dried off, just before they calf, they get a series of shots that passes to the calf an immune enhancer. That, along with what they get in the colostrum, is if they get the colostrum within the first 10, 15 minutes of their life, they are set for life, no matter what they're exposed to. We had this summer, because of the sad passing of Edgar, my pal and the manager here, we got off our vaccine program, and the calves that were born, it's like you can draw a line on a piece of paper. This is so amazing, Jack. I wanted to tell you this story. I almost sent you an email about it because it so impacted me as to how this kind of vaccination or this kind of process is so important. The cows that are vaccinated have no problem with their calves. The cows after July 1st, Edgar died July 3rd. So anything that was born after that date, you can see the calves got sick, and now they've passed what they got from being exposed in the pasture to things that have been out there for years. They pass it on to the other calves. We have pretty much every calf in the barn is sick now because of us not inoculating the mothers from July. I mean, we caught it now, so now we're back to inoculating again. But the point of my story is that there are some things, and I'm not actually even sure what mothers get as immune enhancers when they're, you know, about to give birth. But I will tell you, it's so dramatic. It has taught me a great deal out of about two things. One, how we want to make sure the immune system is working well and do whatever you can to get it there. And secondly, what an amazing new series or strains of bacteria and viruses are out there, things that we've never, I mean, I never saw the kind of stuff. We have staph and strep and all kinds of stuff we're getting out of the cows when we test them for their milk, things we've never, ever, ever seen before that are just there.
Well, that's one of the part of the nature of a virus, for one thing, is its constant mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you get the flu vaccine for humans, it's made up out of usually influenza A and influenza B from the previous year, from the previous season, that is already different in the new year. And so I agree with you when you were talking about the importance of the immune system being strong, healthy, and robust, so that any time that you come in contact with any of these strange little new creatures out there floating around, your immune system is sitting there waiting for it. You know, it's just like a SEAL team. You know, if you have to have a SEAL team for a specific invasion somewhere, even in some black ops operation, you don't just grab some volunteers. You make sure that these guys have been through every level of training they possibly can so that when the insertion takes place, the job's going to get done. It's the same thing with our own human immune system. The idea is that from the earliest stages with mom's milk, that her milk has already been prepared for, because, you know, not every woman's breast milk is necessarily the best thing for the baby, as some women who's listening to me right now know what I'm talking about. But if she's been prepared properly up to that point in preparing her body, that's like basic training for the baby's immune system. And then it goes through various levels as it becomes exposed to viruses, bacteria, as it begins to grow and mature. So by the time these kids, if they've been prepared properly, by the time they get into school with all these other sick kids, they're going to fare much better.
Well, and that's what you're looking for. That's what you want. And then as they grow older, one wonders how they counter. You see, if you're not eating well, take care of your body, all the immune enhancers in the world aren't going to help you as you go down this street. And sadly, these health groups that have come out with their reports today predicting how bad in by the year 2030 or in that from now to then in that time frame will be in terms of our shape and size here. Mississippi is the fattest state. Delaware will become a much fatter state. The officials in the government say we'll have a level of 42% obesity. I mean, how can we survive as a nation? There's so many challenges, and this is one dramatic challenge, Jack, that needs, it's got to be addressed. Otherwise, I'm not into the fear business, but we're doomed.
Well, you know, just the people who are alive are doomed. The unborn, in the sense that infertility is growing at an almost logarithmic rate.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more of that in my clinic all the time, of seemingly healthy people who simply can't conceive with every attempt that they make, even with medication-induced.
Jack, is that because of us having babies at later ages, or is that because of us not...
No, it's our diets.
Are you talking about 24-year-olds?
Absolutely. I'm talking about women in their 20s and early 30s who can't conceive, who've been trying everything for a decade, and have been very unsuccessful at it. And it's ever since we moved off the farm. And when you've got 2, 3, 4 generations now of people eating out of a box, a bag, or a can, you know, just overprocessed foods, the vital areas of the body that need that trace mineral nutrition, and they're not getting it, little areas of dysfunction begin to show up. So we're having an explosion of obesity, explosion of arthritis, explosion of heart disease, cancer, explosions of early dementia. We have people now in their 30s and 40s.
Oh, my God.
Having early onset of not just Alzheimer's, but the other forms of dementia.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to blame? What are you going to blame that on?
So exasperating, it really is.
Right, it is.
But it's so the dichotomy of our country. I guess I say this laughingly and lovingly. It shows its beautiful and ugly head, because we have so many people, an equal number almost on the other side, who are embracing the locavore movement, healthy food, healthy lifestyles, exercise, enough rest, drinking the proper liquids, all of these things that in reality are actually pretty easy to accomplish. But it's obviously easier to do
either
the wrong
box can or a styrofoam thing.
Right.
Hey, Jack, explain this this aspect of this study that came out on obesity yesterday and its relation to BPH. Bisphenol A. They're saying that babies that were exposed to bisphenol A have a tendency to be obese more than babies that weren't.
Yeah, because you're messing with the body's access to its nutritional sources in the sense of energy formation. Mm-hmm. You know, we get our energy either from carbohydrates, or we get it from fats, and fats is the preferable way. But there's plenty of studies that show that the body that is nourished through ketones, the breaking down of fats, even the brain performs 25% better if the brain is getting its energy from a fat source rather than sugar. But when you start having these kinds of chemicals, these large molecules, the bisphenol A, and a lot of plastic, petroleum-derived molecules that are I'm sitting here at this this desk doing this broadcast now, and I'm looking around trying to find something that doesn't have plastic. And there's a few pieces of paper here and my mason jar that I drink my water out of, because I don't drink water out of a plastic bottle unless it's that hard polycarbonate stuff. Everything here has got plastic on it. And we're picking that stuff up all the time. It gets inside the body. The body does not have the digestive, biochemical pathways to deal with the giant molecules that make up plastic. And it has a way of building up inside the system. And the body, in its attempt to survive, because life always finds a way, has to deal with that stuff. And in some particular physiologies, it's going to show up as weight gain. Others, it's going to show up as central nervous system problems. In other people, they're going to have skin problems, hair problems, elimination problems. But we're starting to see an increase of this kind of influence inside the body's chemistry. And plastics, especially certain kinds of plastics that the body just can't deal with, ends up sending us in that kind of a direction where there's some degeneration.
Isn't it? It just is amazing what's going on. Jack, you're a blessing. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Four after the hour now. We start Movie Moments with movie music. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Where did this name ever come from? The Beaver Brown Band.
Now you're going to make me have to go remember why.
Yeah, all right. What are you going to think about it? On the Dark Side is from the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. Number one movie during this week in 1983. Chuck Curry is our movie man. What do you remember about this movie, Chucker?
I know it has a huge cult following.
Does it? Yeah, I guess it does.
Now good stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of that, our movie today in the quiz circle also has a huge cult following and a huge general following. It was the number one movie during this week in 1969, and therefore it automatically puts Jennifer at a disadvantage, but I think this movie is so well known, the characters, the actors, so well known, the story, so beloved, that it's pretty easy, actually. Now, I say that, and then people work hard at trying to figure out, what's this movie? So let's get at it, Richie. We have three excerpts, three audio sound bites from the movie. You listen to all three, you know what it is, haven't won before on Movie Moments. Jump on 800-510-8255. Here we go.
Listen, your job is to back me up, because you'd starve without me. And you, your job is to shut up.
Got it.
You got it, Chugger?
I do. I don't have it.
Really? Okay. Next clip, you'll get it.
If you want to go, I won't stop you. But the minute you start to whine or make a nuisance, I don't care where we are, I'm dumping you flat.
Don't sugarcoat it like that, kid. Tell her straight.
Come on.
Oh, it isn't what I thought.
No,
it was the other one. Okay.
Chugger, you got it?
I'm not 100%.
Really? It's not? No, it isn't the other one that they ran together. They were great together. They should have been in a dozen movies together. All right, next one.
I'll jump first.
No, okay,
you jump first. Oh, I said, what's the matter with you? I can't swim!
So he pushes him.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Yeah, that's the one I thought it was.
800-510-8255 is the name of that movie. Chucker has movie news.
They should have made a lot more movies together.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that have been great? Wonderful stuff. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures, and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Chuck Curry on Good Day, our movie man with movie news. Chucker, what's up your sleeve today?
All right, Doug. Production is underway on MGM's remake of the 1980 film RoboCop. It has a good supporting cast, including Gary Oldman, Sam Jackson, and an actor, Michael Keaton. Other films in production currently, Universal's Fast and the Furious 6, which brings back most of the cast, including Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and the superhero sequel to Thor is also currently filming. Clint Eastwood's new movie, Trouble with the Curve, in which he stars but does not direct, getting mostly positive reviews in what I read. Co-stars actress Amy Adams, who also co-stars in the acclaimed movie The Master. Yeah. She's got some career. She also plays Lois Lane in the next Superman movie. And HBO's Bulwark Empire really upped the violence in its opening premiere on Sunday night. It almost seems like it's going down the road of The Sopranos.
I have no interest in watching that show.
Very, very violent stuff.
I'm no interest in that stuff at all. It's just garbage.
It's good. It is good, though.
Nah, it's garbage. It's filling people's heads with garbage. Kind of like watching Bill Maher. 800-510-8255. That was a little slice, Richie. You notice how subtle I was with that? That was very good, huh? All right, Max, who's listening in Salt Lake City. Hi, Max.
Hi, how are you?
Well, sir, how about you?
Oh, fair to partly.
That's good. Well, you listen to us and then listen to Jack after us. You'll be in fine shape.
Contain yourself, Max, all right?
All right, what's the name of that movie?
Well, it's Paul Newman and Robert Redford and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Do you agree with us that they should have made many more movies together? They were so great. The Sting, another great, great movie. It would have been fun.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
They should have.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You can't take that to the bank. All right, Max, you did a good job. We're happy that you're there listening, and we'll send you a swell prize. Stand by for that information. Chucker, you'll be back tomorrow morning at this time with our fingers crossed, and you'll have good luck today, and everybody else will as well. Good Day time is 59 past the hour.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.